This is KCUR 89.3. After years of debate, Kansas City, Missouri voters will decide Tuesday whether they want a new single terminal facility at Kansas City International Airport. The billion-dollar project would be paid for using airport revenue, not taxpayer dollars. But as KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, one word divides people in the KCI conversation, and it has little to do with money.
That word is convenience. It's a favorite among the many leisure travelers in the Kansas City area who love the horseshoe design. But for a lot of business travelers and airlines, it's one of the biggest criticisms. If you're leaving for vacation, KCI can be really convenient. You don't have to worry about getting to the airport hours before a flight. Arrive half an hour early, check bags, breeze through security, and away you go. Audrey Preston was dropping her mother off at the airport on Monday.
We love the Kansas City Airport. We like how it has all the different terminals and how easy it is to park, and the circle parking, being able to walk to the terminal, and that it has a small country feel.
At 7 o'clock Monday morning, things were pretty calm. The line for security was maybe two, three people deep. But 2 hours earlier was a different story. That's a peak time for business travelers, and things can get especially hairy if security doesn't have express lanes for preferred travelers open. Mary Dixon is from Kansas City and travels for work almost every day.
And so it can get a little crazy when you show up and the line's out the door. So it's not consistent between gate to gate and airlines.
Even if you can get from your car to your gate in under an hour, that doesn't necessarily mean you're getting to your destination any faster. That's because KCI has a limited number of direct flights.
If you travel for business like our office does, or like a lot of other companies do, or if you travel for pleasure, often there's an extra flight that you have to take. That's a very big inconvenience.
Steve McDowell is with local architecture firm BNIM. He does a lot of business in Europe, and because KCI doesn't have any direct flights there, it can add a whole day to the trip.
You know, if you lose a day of your kid's soccer game or just personal time, that's a huge inconvenience.
A new airport terminal will not guarantee a direct flight to London. The airlines can't even guarantee more domestic flights.
But what they will say is this: they will guarantee that they cannot expand and give us more flights if we do not change things.
That's City Councilwoman Jolie Justice, who leads the city's airport committee. She's backed up on that point by Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly, who told Kansas City business leaders last week that leaving the airport as is prohibits growth. Which brings us to another big player in this game. The airlines don't think KCI is that convenient either. Deputy Aviation Director Justin Meyer says several airlines want to do more business here.
American Airlines said that they want to fly larger aircraft in Kansas City than the facility allows them. Specifically, we can't get enough people through these small security checkpoints at a rapid enough rate to be able to fly the large aircraft that we want to on some of those peak flights.
Without a doubt, the least satisfied people at the airport are those stuck behind security between flights. Right now, that's only about 4% of KCI's total passengers. Meyer says, like other connecting passengers, when he's waiting for a flight, he's looking for a few specific things.
The first thing I'm looking for is a bathroom near my gate. The second thing I'm looking for is something to walk around, find something to eat. And then I'm looking for a comfortable place to sit down while I wait for my flight. And when we do an honest assessment of ourselves in the secure area, in the gate area, we don't deliver that.
That's because at KCI, most of the bathrooms, bars, and restaurants are outside security checkpoints. That would change with a new terminal. And city officials say those other conveniences wouldn't be lost either. They promise more parking close to the terminal and easy drop-off and pickup areas. And they say all those upgrades will be paid for through user fees like tickets, parking, and concessions, not taxes or money from the city's general fund. Although people all over the metro will be affected by Tuesday's vote, the decision is in the hands of around 225,000 registered voters in Kansas City, Missouri, and whether they think this airport is convenient enough. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.